I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kenya is fighting its courts and trying to shut down the world's largest refugee camp in Dadaab. Thousands of Somalis have found refuge in the camp, but they've also been tracked by Al-Shabaab, terrorists from just over the border. And for Christians, this camp is a nightmare. Yet, they don't actually want to leave because they're being discipled. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
So our strategy really is to send the treasure, our solar-powered audio Bible, into Somalia. And we're seeing the few Christians grow up and get discipled. And they're being launched from Dadaab with a missionary heart to go into Somalia.
So Kenya's plan to send Somalis back home has actually turned into an unintended missions force in a failed state. Pray for boldness, for courage, and for opportunity. And for 50 years, Wycliffe Associates has been working behind the scenes to assist native Bible translators in their work. And thanks to their efforts, God's Word is reaching unreached people faster than ever before. Wycliffe's Bruce Smith.
We're able to partner and collaborate with local Christians, local believers in really every location around the world, even places that we consider to be threatening or insecure or closed countries. There are bodies of believers there that are ready, willing, and able to accept the risks, to participate in Bible translation. And these are the people that know the language, know the culture better than anybody else ever can.
Without this collaboration, Bible translation wouldn't be happening at this pace. Volunteers play a vital role in helping the translators do their job. And there are plenty of ways that you can use your skills to support this work as well. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.